how do driven entrepreneurs like you and me, who want to play the game of life at our full potential, actually do that so that we net seven figures a year and experience the overall exceptional life? It's all about leveraging our most valuable asset, our brain. But how do we train our brain to actually rewire our autopilot so that all of the right actions and focus happens automatically without thinking as we create the exceptional life in business, health, and our significant other relationships? These are the questions, and this is the podcast that answers them. This is where your net seven figures a year freedom begins. Well, welcome. We are excited you've joined us today again. And so, John, hello.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to dive into today's topic.
Yes, you are today's topic.
What?
Yes, you heard that right. You are today's topic. And so I want to hear your story. So tell your story.
All right. Well, I'll start when I became an entrepreneur. So I'll give you a little bit of just context before that. So I had worked for the same company out of school for nearly 14 years. And it was in the staffing and the recruiting business. But I had always wanted to run my own business. I'd always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And I just kind of got not stuck because I had a really fulfilling career and I loved what I did, but somehow we talk a lot about autopilot and I just got into the rut. It just was before I knew it, 14 years had passed and I hadn't started my first, I hadn't started a business yet.
Right.
So, you know, it was interesting. I had a conversation with, I fully believe in the power of coaches, mentors, and I was talking with this about him and, he goes, you've been talking about this for years. We've known each other for years and you've been talking about it, about starting your own business. And he said, let me ask you a question. You know, if we're having the same conversation 3 years from now, how are you going to feel about that? And I said, disappointed. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well,
yeah,
and so that conversation was really the catalyst. And I thought, I've got to do this. If I don't do this, I'm going to be so disappointed in myself. So at 37, 35, I started my first business, which is a company called Ingenuity Advantage. It's a staffing and recruiting firm specializing in engineering placement, which is still alive and well today and thriving 13 years later. But I moved from being an employee within an organization that I had worked up. I knew I could do it better. I loved the recruiting business, and so started Ingenuity Advantage. We started it, by the way, in 2009, which was in the depths of nobody was hiring. You remember what that time was like. And, there were so many, I had a business partner in that business. And there were so many nights or times where we'd be sitting across from each other in the office and going, what did we do? Did we do the right thing? Because it was such a hard time. I thought, we know what we need to do, just keep doing it. And as soon as the faucet comes back on, it'll start. And that's exactly what happened. So after year two, year over year, double digit growth, built the business, right there on the cusp of eight figures, from a revenue standpoint. And we just kept hitting this ceiling. And the more revenue we were making, the less profit, the harder we were working, the more stressed we were. And it was clear that what got us to where we were was not going to get us to the next level and where we wanted to take the business. And, like you, John, I know when we visited about your story, I knew that I had more gas in the tank, so to speak, that I had more to offer, that I had so much potential that I was not realizing. And I remember laying in bed at night being like, God, why you have all of these big aspirations, but why aren't you doing the things you need to do to take your company to the next level? Like, you know what you need to do.
Right.
You know what you need to do. Why aren't you doing it? My business partner and I were sitting in a restaurant and I remember it just like it was yesterday because it was one of those moments in time where everything kind of shifted for me. And I remember sitting there, it was a sunny, beautiful day here in Washington State. you know, the sun was filtering through and you could kind of see those dust particles. And mm-hmm. I had this feeling like that deja vu where you've been in the exact same time and space before. It was one of those moments, you know, and partly why it felt that way. You know, I still had that sensation, but really why it felt that way is because we'd had the same friggin' conversation 20 times about why the company wasn't growing, employee issues, you know, leadership issues, all of these things. And I thought, I kind of reflecting back on the conversation that I'd had with a mentor all those years ago when I started my business.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going to be so disappointed if we're having this conversation a 21st time.
Right. No kidding.
So I was on a mission then. I'm like, I have got to figure out the solution. You know, I need to understand how to grow our business, how to overcome these obstacles. I obviously don't have what it takes to go to the next step in my business. You know, so I thought I need to learn from people. And I had another mentor that I was working with, and this was back in 2016. And he said, have you heard of podcasting? And I'm like, no, I had no idea what it was. So he introduced me to the concept and I thought, awesome. It kills a couple of birds with one stone. I get to interview brilliant people and leaders and business owners, and I get to produce content that I can provide to our clients and bring the additional value to the clients. So I thought, great. So here's where the story picks up, you know, and it's guest number 121, who I'm talking with right now,
John. Hello.
That was a guest on the show. You know, so I'd had 120 guests before him who were terrific, had great insights to bring, but that was part of the problem. I didn't need more insights and strategies. What was fascinating about what you were saying to me in that conversation was science. It was understanding that 95% of what we do happens subconsciously, unconsciously, meaning on autopilot. You know, so unless you're influencing those daily thoughts and actions, you know, you're going to be doing exactly what I was doing, which was like I was running on a treadmill as fast as I could, but going nowhere in my business.
Right.
And the harder I ran and the faster I, you know, moved, the less I, you know, honestly, I was thinking, what the hell? You know, I'm making less money. I'm more stressed. I'm, you know, I'm sacrificing all of the different areas of my life. My marriage wasn't great at that point, to be honest with you, because all I thought about was work and figuring out how to, you know, keep this thing rolling. That, you know, I thought, what the heck? You know, this wasn't the dream I had when I started my business, you know, and that's part of where my mind was when the two of us met too. So when you and this podcast were talking about, you know, our thoughts being subconscious and us having these patterns of behavior. And I thought, I have never tried applying science to my life and to my business at all. And understanding like literally how my brain works and that I can reprogram it to. Mm-hmm. So it was, that conversation was life altering for me. And so you and I had the opportunity to then, at the end of that podcast, I said, I want to try this. So let's do it. And then I'll report back to, you know, my community. And that's exactly what we did. And it was through that process that, you know, again, it's just been life-changing for me. And my business is broke through to the next level. I mean, like literally within a year's window of time. Like I doubled my income and was just continued to double it right out of the gate. We broke through every barrier. But here's the thing that I want to really emphasize, because I know we talk about the extraordinary life. It's part of the title of our podcast. Mm-hmm. And what happened for me, that the biggest transformation was the transformation of myself and who I became through this process, and the impact that this had on my stress level. I had passion for my business again. I mean, that was one of the reasons why my business started doing better, was because I'd lost that love and feeling, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Like I was burnt out and like, you know, and so it gave that back to me and just gave me this control over my life and business that I hadn't had before. And I was not expecting that. When you and I met, it was just, how do I get my business to break through to the next level.
Right.
I hadn't made the connection yet between this is about who you're becoming as a result of this methodology and going through this process. It was so life altering that, you asked me to join you, as your partner in Think It Be It. And then we created an online course for people. I joined you and help with your class at the University of Texas. And so it's just been, it's wonderful. I love helping other people, entrepreneurs, get the same kind of results and impact that this has had. I mean, it really has been transformational. So I just feel so grateful and lucky. And as much as you've said, in your story, you were talking about, you meeting me was kind of one of those moments. That meeting I mentioned earlier where my mentor had said, are you going to be disappointed? There are like three moments in my life like that, where I knew that the world kind of shifted on its axis, for me. And the first time we met on that podcast was one of those moments.
So. Wow. Well, that is so cool. And, I tell you, of course, you and I have a ton of fun doing this, but, we're changing the world, and I see how powerful it is to have a partner like you to help. It's totally life changing to have you come into my life and help on this process of making a difference in the world. And from your story, I see that, you're the biggest factor in your business, just like any entrepreneur. You yourself are the biggest factor in that business. And if you're the biggest factor, how can you play the game of life and the game of being an entrepreneur at 20% of your potential and expect that business to prosper? Because at the end of the day, the business is going to prosper based on your level of competence as an entrepreneur, which requires you taking the right actions. And, I don't know if you felt this way, but, I was telling you, I worked harder than all my friends and I thought I deserved big success, but I was confusing working hard with being competent as an entrepreneur, and they're not the same thing. Like I said, once I crossed over to netting seven figures a year, just like I'm sure you realized when you started netting seven figures a year, that it's happening because I'm taking better actions and those actions are happening automatically, right?
100%. And, John, I've shared this in some other, perhaps even other podcast episodes, but I'll tell it really quick. I want people to understand because here's the thing. Like, again, I had mentioned, I knew some of the strategies. I knew some of the things that I needed to do as a leader to take things to the next level. And I would do those things for a window of time. This is where the discipline thing
right.
that we talk about.
Right.
And then something, a curveball would get thrown one day, a fire would need to be put out. And I'd break my pattern of doing that thing. And then all of a sudden, as everybody here who's listening that's an entrepreneur knows, 6 months pass and you're like, what the heck happened, to the last 6 months, and you haven't been doing that thing you needed to do. So one of those things that I knew I needed to do as a leader was I was stuck in the day-to-day of my business. I was grinding, solving every single problem. The person that everybody came to that was when there was an issue, line outside my door in the office.
Right.
And I'm an enabling, kind of people pleasing person by nature, it's just part of that programming that we talk about.
That's what we love about you.
Well, I've reprogrammed myself. Thank you very much.
And it could probably be a good thing you did.
But, so for example, as being a better leader, I knew that solving their problems was going to keep me in the day to day and that it right. was a problem that I would, I knew, well, what do you need to do? What can I do as a leader what do I need to do when somebody comes to me with a problem? And I'm like, I need to start asking questions, you know? And so I'd have every intention of asking questions when they came in, but that old programming would creep in and I'd be solving their problem, you know, and they'd be halfway down the hall and I'd be like, Well, once I started using this methodology, you know, now the behavior that triggers when somebody comes and stands in my doorway and has a question, I'd never answer their question. I always ask a question in return, at least one, but three is what I'm shooting for. So that by the time I've asked those questions, they've solved the problem and worked through it on their own. And through doing that in the moment, I can reinforce and say, hey, I love your thought process on that. Great job. You know, problem solved. They've moved out the door. Or, hey, have you thought about, that's one of my questions. What if you did it? What if you thought about it this way? So again, reinforcing that. So soon what happened was they had the confidence. They felt empowered to make decisions. And guess what? There was no line outside my door anymore. And I got on within about 6 months time or so, I got about 15 or so hours of my week back. Think about that. 15 hours to focus and be working on the things that actually move the needle in my business. Had I not had this methodology, like I would have always, because that's what we're designed to do, right? Flip back into that unconscious mode, which is people pleasing and enabling. And let's face it too. When you solve a problem and you're that person in the company, you get something out of it. It feels good to solve the problem. There's ego there. There's all of that. So I'm like, how do I create the life I want as an entrepreneur? And I have to overcome this behavior that I have that is keeping me stuck in the day to day. So as I'm telling my story, I wanted to share a little bit about like how this applies practically, so that you understand this is about changing some of those behaviors that are holding you back. And it's not just the knowledge that I needed to change that. That's happening in the conscious brain. You know what I mean? I knew I needed to do it. I wanted to do it. But when the moment would come, my unconscious would kick in and I'd fall back into that old pattern.
That autopilot was just, you know, because you weren't influencing it, you fall back into, you know, what you always do. So really, what really happened was you took control of your autopilot and asking, you know, the questions was happening unconsciously and happening automatically without thinking. That was the game changer, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't even think about it. It is my behavior now because of this methodology. I don't even think about it.
Right. And so what do you think the big takeaway, one or two or three things from your story for our audience?
You know, there's a couple. So one stands out and I want people to think about this. I mean, like think about your brain. You know, it is the most powerful, you know, it's your greatest asset. It runs everything in your body and in your life, everything, your hormones, your emotions, your everything we're doing right now, blinking, hearing, processing. Yet nobody has taught you how to use it. We haven't been taught. Our parents haven't taught us. Our teachers haven't taught us how to utilize our brain to achieve the level of success or the extraordinary life, the exceptional life. And so understanding that piece for me has been an absolute, like learning how to influence my daily thoughts and actions to get the outcomes that I desire. So again, the cumulative effect of my daily actions determines the level of success that I have in my life, you know? And so that in and of itself was huge for me. And to do that, you need to be very clear about the fact and understand that 95% of your thoughts are unconscious. So how do you influence those daily thoughts and actions consistently? And, you know, so that you can override that over that old programming, because it is hardwired in there.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah, it sure is.
You know, so I think those are really the key takeaways. And then playing, I don't lay in bed awake at night thinking, God, why aren't you playing at your full potential? Why aren't you, you know, you've been given so much, and I've experienced a lot of loss in life. And, you know, I always felt like I was letting those people down, you know, cause I can, because I should, because I can, You know, I've been given the gift. We talk about life being precious so much.
Right.
It's part of our culture, of our brand. And you got one shot at this, man, you know? And so you know, just being able to squeeze as much out of it as you can and make the kind of impact that you want to make in the world. And so that's the other thing too, is just, I don't lay awake in bed at night anymore. Worried about whether I'm making the impact I want to make or living into my potential. And this methodology absolutely is the foundation of that.
Right. Right. And, you know, it's I assume that you feel this way, that it gives you control over your life, right?
100%. 100%. Well, and I'll tell one more quick story. I know we need to wrap up here and everything, but I'll tell one more quick story.
Yeah.
I'm sure every person listening to this can relate. And John, we've talked about this multiple times. Okay. Not to bring up the P word, you know, pandemic, but back.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Wow. Okay. So back in 2020, I have several companies, but two of them are related to staffing and to recruiting. Well, we all know what happened in March. Like, nobody was hiring, massive layoffs, unemployment through the roof. And I felt like the sky was falling. I had employees, their families, and it just, I mean, none of us anticipated this, right? My stress level was through the roof, but not like for a day or two. It was a dark couple of days, regardless of this method.
Yeah.
But through this method, it was, okay, Kelly. So as soon as I would have, so I worked my methodology. It was like, okay, as soon as I triggered a negative or worry thought, because I was like, what if this happens? What if this happens? My brain went to that old programming. As soon as that thought would come up, I would trigger immediately to, okay, what's a solution? Get into solution mode. We can't focus on, spend 10% of the time on what the problem is and the rest of the time on the solution to the problem. Take action. You know, so, I mean, there were things that were inside my method, you know, inside my template that helped me with my mindset through the whole thing and was able to come out of that time thriving, you know, and were able to stay alive in that, you know, from a business perspective in that crazy time and come out on the other side, actually, you know, in a better position. And I attribute it again to this methodology and back to what you just said, John, which was control. I had control over my thoughts. I was able to get them back in line fast when I started to go off the rails. Had I not had this, I'm not quite sure how I would have managed all of that.
Right. Well, you know, at the end of the day, all we all want is just control over our life.
Yes.
And this is a new way of doing life that's different than how 99% of the people do life. And, you know, it's just powerful. And I love your story. I think it's fabulous. So thank you for sharing it.
Well, thank you for letting me share it. And if any of you are interested and want to connect, we love connecting with our community. And so feel free to email either John or myself. You can catch John@thinkitbeit.com or me at Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y @thinkitbeit.com. Until then, though, we'll see you on the next episode and just continue to aspire for the exceptional life. Thanks for listening today. If you've had your own aha moment from today's episode, send me or John an email. We'd love to share your epiphany with our audience. So email us at kelly@thinkitbeit.com or john@thinkitbeit.com. In the meantime, live the exceptional life.